Good morning. Happy New Year to you. We welcome you this morning to Community Church of St. Lawrence, and we're glad that you are here in person, and those of you who are joining us online, we welcome you as well. With it being the start of a new year, you'll notice in your bulletin that we have a new church verse for 2021, and it is Romans 15:13, so hopefully you will work on maybe memorizing that and meditating on the truth of that verse. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." And a lot of great reminder there for us, especially coming out of a year that had so much uncertainty and unpredictableness to it. And we trust that God will continue to provide joy and peace and hope for us in the year ahead. Some other announcements that you have there, you notice that Pastor Derek is going to be starting a Bible study for young adults. And if you would like to attend, there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you would put your name on that sheet or talk to Pastor Derek about that, he would be happy to give you some additional information and to include you in that. Also, if you would like to be on the church email list, if you are not currently receiving emails from the church and you would like to do that, April sends out announcements. She puts out letters that we get from missionaries, prayer requests, things like that. So you can talk to April or you can email her, and you see the email address there in the bulletin. Reminder that next Sunday we will be taking a special offering for the Doms to help with the expenses that have been involved with their trips back and forth to Rochester and the surgery. So keep that in mind for next Sunday. There is youth group this evening at 6 o'clock here for grades 7 through 12. And you see other events there in the bulletin for the near future. So do we have any other announcements today? All right, our call to worship this morning is out of 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy 1, verses 15 through 17. "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."
Good morning again. If you would take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 172. The words are also up on the screen. "Tell Me the Story of Jesus." I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 172. "Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore.
despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest ever was heard.
Very good singing. You may be seated. This is the opportunity we have to bring our prayer request and praises before the church. A praise I know from Christina is that Janelle is back. As we go through and the numbers start going down, we may see a few more of us come. We also welcome those that are joining us online. And we're grateful that for the technology, and we pray that it continues to work well. Mike's not panicking back there yet. Okay. Just a couple of prayer requests that I've received. One at home was put in the hospital this week. He is at the Courtyard Villa, so it was just a little transfer over, but he's been dealing with some fluid issues that starts kind of around his heart and affects areas. They're hoping that he may be released from the hospital and be able to get back to his apartment tomorrow. So I know Ed, but also Faye and Tom would appreciate our prayers. And then continual prayer for our country as we start a new year, and just all the things that may be going on in Washington, to continue to pray that wisdom prevails. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Stacy. And a prayer request from Stacy is for nephew Dalton. He had major surgery just before Christmas. This is part of his ongoing heart issues. Last week, the update that his lung had collapsed and he was in ICU, but they were hoping he'd be out. Well, it lung collapsed again. They had to take some more fluid out of his lungs. And being that far from home is significant. So just pray for Dalton and for the Hinman family, and that God would heal so that, one, be out of the ICU, but two, be able to come home soon. Other prayer requests or praises? Anita. So Anita's request is for Sister Burley. She was in the hospital for a couple of days dealing with some heart issues. She is back home, but we'll continue to pray for her and that God would heal her. Other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Oh, sorry, Sherry.
We have
And the granddaughter and her new husband. Well, we will pray for them as they start life together. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin this new year, thank you that you are not bound by time, and you know exactly what is going to be in store for us this year. You tell us that you are in control. We know that you're seated on the throne, and therefore, whatever we face, you will give us the strength and the grace we need for each day. You tell us that you will provide for our needs, that we do not have to pursue after them, that you take care of even the sparrows and the grass in the field, and you will take care of us so that we can also follow through on the command you've given us to build your kingdom, to be salt and light in this world. We thank you for the community you've placed us in. We continue to pray for those in our community, in our state, country, and around the world that are dealing with this disease of COVID, and we pray for your healing touch to continue to see the numbers in our county go down, in our state, but we also pray for the reminder of how frail we are, that something so small can cause such devastation. And it's always that reminder that we are not the masters of those of everything around us. You are. And you provide us grace and strength. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Ed that you would heal his heart and also his spirit, knowing, like with several of our elderly that are either in the nursing home or at the different facilities, that the lack of visitors can really be wearing, especially through this time of year. So, Father, be a comfort for him. Help him to be healed so that he may be able to get back to his apartment. Father, we also lift up Dalton to you, that grateful the surgery went well, but the expectation was a very quick stay, and that has not been the case. I pray that you would be with Kayla and Craig and the family, but for Dalton, that you would heal his body, help that lung to stay inflated, but also for the fluid to not build up so that he can gain his strength. And our request is that not only that he be out of the ICU, but that he would be able to go home soon. Father, that he is in your hands. We also lift up Burley to you, grateful that she is back home, but we pray that you would touch her body as the great physician and heal. We ask that you would be with Kiana and Eric as they start their life together. We know, as a lot of our church family, weddings and special events have had a different feel, and not everyone that we wanted to attend has been able to. But the most important individual is you, and you are not bound by this disease. And I pray for Kiana and Eric that you would, as we were told in Ecclesiastes, that a cord of three strands would not be easily broken, and that they would pursue you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that as they pursue you, they will grow closer together. So guide and watch over them. We just thank you for this body that you've placed us in, for the ministries that you've entrusted us with. I pray for youth group. Be with Pastor Derek and Kelly as they spend time with family and friends with the wedding tomorrow, that you would bring them back safely. For our youth group as they meet tonight, thank you for the leaders that you've raised up that can step in and take over and continue to invest in the lives of our high school and junior hires. We pray for those students that will be heading back to school this week, for our college students that maybe have a bit more time, that you would watch over this semester, and may they be able to stay learning in person. That is our, I know as a dad of a college student, I know that's our request. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We focus upon Andrew and Marissa, and continue to ask that you would heal Andrew's knee from the surgery. And as they get ready for welcoming more students back to Frontier, that you would give him insight and wisdom as he invests in the lives of the RAs, but also in the lives of the men at Frontier. Be with Marissa and the kids. May they truly sense peace, that they are where you have called them to be. We ask that you would continue to help raise up their support so that they may be fully funded as they are ministering and working for you. Father, we pray for our country, and you know what is coming with this week as a new Congress and Senate are seated and the Electoral College results are presented. Father, we just ask that wisdom would prevail, that it is always a reminder that our hope is not in government or in material things. Our hope is in you, and you are in control. So, Father, I just pray for our elected leaders that you would give them wisdom and that they would seek first your kingdom and not their own. And that, Father, as we go through the service, and especially as we partake of communion, our focus would be on the work of your Son. Thank you, as we've celebrated Christmas, that he came to seek and to save those who are lost, and that still that mission has been transferred to us, and help us to do that faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing number 167. I ask you to stand with me, please. O Sing a Song of Bethlehem, number 167. Sing a song of Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there, and of the news that came to them from angels in the air. The light that shone on Bethlehem fills all the Jesus' birth and peace on earth, the angels sing away. Oh, sing a song of Nazareth, of sunny days of joy. Oh, sing of fragrant flowers and breath, and of the sinless boy. For now the flowers on Nazareth in every heart may grow. Now spreads the fame of his dear name on all the winds that blow. Oh, sing a song of Galilee, of lake and woods and hill, of him who walked upon the sea and bade the waves be still. For though like waves on Galilee, dark seas of trouble roll, when faith has heard the Master's words, falls peace upon the soul. Oh, sing a song of Calvary, its glory and dismay, of him who hung on the tree and took our sins away. For he
died on Calvary is risen from the grave. And Christ our Lord by heaven adored is mighty now to save.
Good singing. You may be seated.